Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
Dark nights of the soul, when you question what you believe to be true, are nothing new to those who walk the pilgrim pathway. However, sometimes, when those whom we put on pedestals or look up to acknowledge their doubts and fears, we're shocked, criticize them, or rationalize the depths of their anguish. Charles Spurgeon, the renowned preacher and expositor of the 19th century, wrestled with bouts of depression so severe that at times he could not force himself to get out of bed. While his ministry far overshadowed his depression, it was there nonetheless. He once commented, "There is more in God to cheer you than in your circumstances to depress you." He saw beyond the dark nights of his soul to him who said, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Mother Teresa, the Albanian woman who's remembered for her work with the dying in the slums of Calcutta, India, struggled with doubt and estrangement from God through the latter years of her life. In a book entitled, "Come Be My Light, The Private Writings of the Saint of Calcutta," Mother Teresa's private letters have been published, causing a lot of people to gasp. Having had some striking conviction early in her work that God wanted her to embark on her spiritual pilgrimage of ministry to the poor, she felt that the heavens closed to her, and God went silent. She felt utterly disconnected, unable to feel God's presence or sustain a relationship with Him. In an undated letter, she wrote, "I have no faith. I dare not utter the words and thoughts that crowd into my heart and make me suffer untold agony." In 1959, she wrote, "Such deep longing for God, and repulsed, empty, no faith, no love, no zeal. Heaven means nothing." Long before Mother Teresa's struggle with darkness, a man named Martin Luther, the hugely influential reformer of the Christian faith in the 16th century, also went through dark times of depression. How did Luther win his battle with depression? Having been trained to think as a scholar, striving to understand everything from a human perspective, he abandoned natural reasons and held tenaciously to the Word of God, seizing it by faith, refusing to doubt his beliefs or believe his doubts. Apart from absolute confidence that what God says in His Word is true, it is difficult, if not impossible, to survive the dark nights of the soul when you wonder if God really is there and whether or not He cares anything about you. "Be still and know that I am God," He says to us in Psalm 46:10. There will be many things that will never be understood this side of heaven, and unless you can lift your eyes above the pain and suffering of this world to the promises of God's Word, which you can take by faith, you too will vacillate and face dark times of doubt. "God will keep His promises," writes Pastor Bruce Hillman, but how He keeps them is often quite surprising. The psalmist wants us to be still so that we can listen to God's promises, so that we can remember that despite our circumstances, despite our rationalizations, deductions, forecasting, and negative thoughts, despite the apparent encroaching reality that says, "I can't handle this and God isn't coming," we are invited into the stillness of God so that we can be fed by the Word of truth. Those who have gone before us as Christ followers have discovered the secret of journeying through doubt and darkness into confidence in God's Word. If you are struggling, feed on the promises you've been given in God's Word. Not a word of His promise has ever failed.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.